Thank you very much. Today I'm going to talk about the effects of different wavelengths on the flowering of lettuce. So this research was done by my graduate student, Hans Pohls, and I just want to give full credit. So lettuce bolting. Let me start by defining lettuce bolting. It's a transition from the vegetative stage to the reproductive stage. And it typically starts by the extension and elongation of the stem, followed by flower primordial development. So there are several commercial issues with premature bolting. You have two images here. The top one is a non-bolted lettuce, and the bottom one is a bolted lettuce. And you can see that the threshold for a bolted lettuce is a stem length over 10 centimeters. If you can see in the bottom, this stem length is the one that is over 10 centimeters. So this is not a low commercial quality lettuce. There's also potential benefits to premature bolting, right? You can do maybe some rapid breeding cycles or even faster seed production. And there are several factors affecting lettuce bolting. Some of them are temperature, also plant age. Typically day length and temperature are the mostly known, but it's also application of some plant growth regulators. However, the impact of light quality on lettuce bolting has not been systematically evaluated. And it's not like I woke up one day and say, I want to know how to control bolting in lettuce. But this is a good example of discovery through work. We were actually doing another experiment where we were characterizing different light qualities for lettuce growth and development. And this is an example of the different treatments, but one of the treatments was trying to simulate the sun using an LED fixture. So at noon in North Carolina, we went out and took a spectrophotometer measurement at solar noon, and then we tried to match that spectrum with an LED fixture. We weren't that lucky. This is the best we could do, right? So instead, we decided to match the percent photon flux in a 100 nanometer increments. So here, this is for UB. We mostly use UVA because the LED fixture didn't have any UVB. We match the 5% coming from the spectrophotometer. We have the blue. We use two diodes to match that blue. We have the green, where we use a green diode, and also the white LED. And then we use the red and the far red diodes as well. So there is a total of 8 different diodes to create this curve to try to match the sun spectrum. I want you to notice here that the red to far red ratio is close to 1, and the phytochrome photostationary state is 0.7, which is similar as solar noon. So this is what we saw growing under this experiment. So notice here, the stem length of this lettuce was extremely high. And later, we discovered the incidence of bolting and flower initiation. So we decided to take a closer look into this. They were all grown at the same photoperiod, and they were all grown at the same temperature, and relatively very cool temperature, with a temperature differential of a couple of degrees, by the average temperature being 20 degrees Celsius. So that's a temperature that you don't supposed to see lettuce bolting. So we decided to look into that a little further. So here is, again, the simulated control, but we wanted to do it a little more simplified. We want to take some wavelengths out of there to be able to make the experiment more manageable. So we looked in the literature, and we left the wavelengths that we thought were contributing to the bolting and the stem extension. So the new treatment that we were hoping for it to also initiate bolting and flowering is the one on your left. So we took the UVA out, we took a couple of wavelengths in the blue out, we took the white diode out, and we left the blue, the green, the red, and the far red diodes. So that was the control, the first spectrum, blue, green, red, and far red, having a red to far red ratio close to 1, followed by a blue, green, red, so basically we took the far red out, but all the photon flux were the same. Then we have the blue, red, and far red, where we took the green out. And then finally, we have the low, far red, where we were thinking, well, maybe this is a dose response. So let's add a very small amount of far red and see if we can still get the same triggering response. So here you have the different treatments. They were all matched at 150 ppf. So those treatments with higher FARET had more photon flux, but they were all at 150 photosynthetic photon flux. The photo period was 18 hours, so that gives you 10 moles, which are considered slightly low light conditions. And then here you can see the red to FARET ratio. You see the blue, green, and red is a very high red to FARET ratio because it's mainly contributed by the tail of the red diode. And then you see the different phytochrome stationary state ranging between the different treatments. I want you to notice here that between the treatment having the one-to-one red FARET and the green, and also the treatment having the only the red and blue and the one-to-one red FARET, it has similar PSS. So here just are the environmental responses, environmental guidelines. We just show you here that the temperature is pretty cool. You can see the day and night differential, so the average is around 20.5. And also we measure the substrate temperature, and that's even slightly cooler. You can also see that the plant density is quite high plant density. If you focus on the 33 to 46 day, that's around 50 plants per meter square, which is close to the commercial density. However, we kept the plants going because for more days because we wanted to see that flower initiation. So let's just go through the results very quick. So here you have on the x-axis the number of days, and we harvest these lettuce multiple times. And on the y-axis you have the fresh mass. And then you have a separation on the scale to accommodate all the harvesting results. And you're going to see similar graphs from now on. Here you have the yellow dot. It's the one with the green and the far red. You have the green dot without the far red and with green. You have the red dot, which is similar to the yellow dot, but without the green. And then you have the pink, which is a little bit of far red in addition to the blue and red. That is a mistake. There was no green on the last one. So here you have at 18 days from harvest, you can see that the treatments that contain the most far red had the lowest fresh mass. Okay? Let's move to the next day. There is a follow-up on this. This continues to the second harvest, where the treatments that had the most far red, the most far red had the less dry mass. However, things started changing on the third harvest, where now the treatment with the green, the far red, blue, and red is starting not separating anymore from the one blue, green, and red. And then on the next harvest, you can see now that the treatments with far red now start separating in the amount of dry mass. You may say this is a very long time to grow lettuce. However, remember, it's very cool and very low light. So my hypothesis is that the plants around this stage are about plants growing a more production-based temperature and higher dry mass, higher light. And then at the end, they don't show any significant difference between the different in terms of fresh mass. Let's go to dry mass. You have a similar response with the ones with more far red having less dry mass at the 18-day harvest. Same at the 25-day harvest. Then those differences start disappearing, but you still see the one with far red and green having less dry mass. And then there is no significant difference how the plant grows older. Now let's go to leaf area. And I'm going to jump through this quickly because I'm doubling on leaf area later. Okay, so you see some differences in leaf area, and you can see here again that those with far red typically rank lower in leaf area. And I'll try to explain why. Similar for the next harvest state, there is no significance. Then the ones with far red now start to separate and having higher leaf area, you know. And then at the end, you can see that all of those that have far red kind of gather with the highest leaf area, and then the one without the far red stay behind. This is going back to the flowering response. This is more about the stem length. So here you have a backwards response with higher stem length with those having far red. And this is a typical shade abundance response. And that continues to the entire experiment length, where at the end you have significantly higher, like you can see the difference here. You're going from 5 to 14 between the ones with far red and the ones without far red. But you still see a separation between the two, having the same amount of far red, having the same amount of red far red ratio. But the only difference being the amount of green light. That's around 43% difference. So this is just the stem after harvest. right? So now you don't see many letter stamps. So this is how they look, okay? And this is when we investigated further into the stem, we found that all the plants with high far-red had had this dome, which is a flower initiation, flower primordial, while those with no far-red or very low far-red stay more in the leaf primordial formation. So these leaves means they're still vegetative. These now have switched to the flower initiation. Let's look through these pictures very quick. So this is the first harvest. That's how the plants look. You're like, why is leaf area? It's obviously bigger than the one at far red. Well, if you look right above leaf area, I have added the leaf count. Right? So the leaf area per leaf is obviously bigger, but when you add in all the leaves, the leaf count actually outperforms leaf area on the first harvest. Similar on the second harvest. Also in the third harvest, the leaf count is still much higher on those without far red. But now, the ones with far red, the leaves are just getting so expanded that now are making up for that leaf area. This is the next harvest. You can see here, now the ones with far red have the higher leaf area. So things turn around. And this is the final harvest, right? Where again, the one with the green light and far red had lower leaf count overall, but then the other treatments have the same amount of leaf count. And the blue, green, and red had the lowest leaf area. However, the partitioning, and this is similar for every single harvest, except for the first harvest because you don't see a stem, is that the amount of dry mass per stem, the amount of dry mass per stem, per leaf, it was higher dry mass in stem in those that had the far red treatments. In other words, you know, there was more dry mass allocation to the stem than to the leaves. So just to discuss very quick, because I want to open the floor for questions and discussion, I hypothesize, and I may be way off on this, that lettuce, in order to detect the long day, it may need the far red as a part of the spectrum. I've seen some research in pansy and petunia by Dr. Rankle and Hines that show that in light environments, outside environments, if you reduce the amount of far red, actually tends to delay the flowering of those crops. Also, the benefits, according to this experiment, the benefits of far red light on leaf area and dry mass and fresh mass seem to be crop stage specific, and maybe using a dynamic spectrum that can add the far red supplementation to get those benefits but prevent those biomass partitioning issues. Also, we see some increase in plant biomass by the far red, but it was a lot related to the partitioning to the stem. And finally, the stem extension, it was a synergistic approach, and this was shown before with Arabidopsis, where the far red light by itself did not saturate the stem extension response, but when you have the far red and green, synergistically increase the stem extension at a higher rate than a saturation with far red light. So this is my group. Again, Hans is the one over there. Even though he got last in this race, he now has a job, thank God. He works as a plant director scientist at GE current for the horticultural LEDs. And the rest of my group, they do all the work, and most of the time I get all the credit. So thank you very much. Any questions, suggestions? Mark.
So in your conclusions, you mentioned the dynamic lighting recipes, right? So what is the recommendation there? When should we use far red? When should we stop using it?
I think you put me on the spot. But my recommendation is to, in the initial stage, and it may be backwards from what is typically known. So we initially add far red to increase leaf expansion and increase the capture of photons. However, if you are actually normalizing that capture of photon by total leaf area, then the far red may not be the best approach because you have multiple layers of leaves within one lettuce. And remember, this is lower light intensity, so I think that may even translate even to higher light intensity. So maybe adding far red at a later crop stage, you know, after you're out of the transplant stage, it may be a better way to do it, but I haven't tested that. Yes. One more? No, one more? Yeah.
Any more questions can be addressed later. Thanks, Ricardo.